The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
George Jones grew up in Giles County on a farm his father bought in 1924.
This was before the Depression, but he paid for the farm by cutting timber. That was a primary source of his income.
Today, Jones owns the land, and although he doesn't live there, it still means a lot to him.
It's beautiful for one thing. It's a good place just to relax, and I have four children. They would like to build a cabin for a retreat home.
This summer, Jones found out there are plans to build a natural gas pipeline straight through his property. He got a letter from the company building the pipeline, asking for his permission to come out and survey the land.
And it had a form in it to send back. And so I filled the form out and sent it back that they did not have permission to come on my property.
But they came anyway, multiple times. That's because under Virginia law, even though gas companies have to ask for landowners' permission, they don't actually need it. If they're working on a pipeline that goes through multiple states, like the one that may someday go through Jones's land.
So we are here today to repeal this statute that
Jones traveled to Richmond to support the repeal of that law. He stood alongside environmentalists like Hannah Wiegard with the group Appalachian Voices.
What we want legislators to be aware of is that this constitutes a really serious form of trespassing on landowners' rights.
Last year, a similar bill failed to make it out of committee. Wiegard and others like her hope that won't be the case this year. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.